This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. So here's a question. When people are actually comfortable enough to take an automated car out for a spin, who exactly is in charge? And if you get into an accident, who is held responsible? Well, earlier this year, the National Highway Transportation Administration decided that, under federal law, the computer in Google's self-driving car could be called the driver. It's a big step towards getting autonomous vehicles like the Google car on the road, and it means that if a driverless car were to get into an accident, hit someone, or run a red light, the computer, not the human, would be at fault. Stephen Wu is a lawyer with the Silicon Valley Law Group. He specializes in subjects like robots and driverless cars. KALW's Angela Johnston asked him to explain the legal and ethical implications of letting the computer take the wheel.
Many of the laws that we have, especially in state vehicle codes and in international law as well as in federal law, focus on the human as the driver. These laws were written, obviously, far before people considered driverless cars to be something realistic. When we have those fully automated vehicles, the manufacturer is going to have to take responsibility for all the things that the quote-unquote driver, the human, used to be responsible for.
So let's say in the future a self-driving car gets in an accident. Will humans, if they're no longer considered the driver, need to buy insurance anymore if they aren't actually at fault?
They will need to buy insurance, but it may be a different kind of insurance. Right now, the insurance industry covers your driving behavior. If you drive carelessly, you might be sued and the insurance company would defend you. You might have somebody hitting your car who is uninsured, and you might have this protection for you yourself. The first kind is called third-party protection. The other kind is called first-party protection. In the future, we might still have first-party protection if somebody steals your car, if somebody damages your car in some way. We won't have, if you have a fully automated system, you won't have the kind of third-party protection that is the day-to-day operation, routine operation of the vehicle, because you are not responsible. You are not negligent if something goes wrong with that vehicle because you have no control over it. The manufacturer would then be possibly liable and have its own product liability insurance in case somebody were hurt because of a defect in the car or defect in the software or system or intelligence of the system.
So if the computer is making driving decisions, how will programmers decide whether a car should hit a baby or a senior citizen if it can only pick one or the other?
Right now, the technology is not good enough to have the precision of choosing between the motorcyclist with the helmet or without the helmet, or the older person versus the young girl. Those are not that kind of hypothetical is not practical today because the sensors don't have the precision to be able to tell what kind of person is standing in the road. So it's not here today, but as the sensors get better, as the technology gets better, manufacturers will have an increasing ability to be precise about what's in the road and what kind of obstacles are in the way of the vehicle and how to steer it. I am now going through the process of writing a paper about the legal aspects of this. Should I steer away from the large group of people in order to avoid hitting all those people, but at the possible cost of running over one person? Should I, as a manufacturer programming that vehicle, actually cause the car to steer towards the one person? That's really the ultimate question. And from a moral perspective, many philosophers would agree that that is the moral decision. It's better to steer away from the 20 at the possible cost of running over the one person. What I am writing this paper about to say is, from a legal perspective, if you are the manufacturer trying to do the quote-unquote right thing from a moral perspective of steering away from the 20 at the cost of running over the one, could you be sued and could you lose the lawsuit if you ran over the one? I think the answer is yes.
Okay, why is that?
Because you are targeting that one person, you are causing harm to that one person, and that one person would have a claim against you for essentially targeting that person and causing the harm, intentionally doing so. If you can imagine the opening statement, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I'm here to tell you a story of this manufacturer that intentionally steered the car towards my client and ran over my client. This was not something that was an accident. This was something that in the back of their building where they're doing their design process and they were sitting around in these conference tables thinking about what was going to happen, they made a deliberate decision to run over someone in my client's position, and they did it.
And how would it go if it was the opposite, though?
That's part of the irony, which is if the car manufacturer said, okay, we won't steer away from the 20, we'll just allow the car to go straight forward and plow over the 20, you would have 20 claimants who said, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, today you're going to hear the story about corporate negligence. They had the ability to steer away from 20 people to save those 20 people. And yes, there would have been this cost, but they made a decision not to take any action.
So there's really no easy answer. How are people going to decide what to do? It seems really impossible, and there's risks either way.
From a legal perspective, there are no legal doctrines, as I see it so far in my research, that would allow you to justify manufacturer steering away from the 20 at the cost of running over the 1. But what I think is the best answer under the law as currently stated is that you, as a manufacturer, should cause the car to avoid collision at all costs, basically. Try to everything you can to avoid a collision. And the way that the hypothetical is written is you have the possibility of running over 21 people instead of 20. If you try to avoid collision, you might make it worse. You might cause more damage. But I think from a legal perspective, it's more defensible than intentionally either running over the 1 or just plowing over the 20. I think from a legal perspective, you're better off doing everything you can to avoid collision, even if you are taking a risk that you might make it worse.
Right, I see. So the moral and legal implications are, even though they relate, they're a bit different in terms
of
what would work.
Exactly.
Huh. And so I know that, you know, there's 20 versus the 1, but it gets even harder, it seems like, if there's a senior citizen versus a baby, or it's really puts a lot of power, it seems like, in the hands of these manufacturers and these developers.
We don't have the precision in our sensors to be able to make that kind of determination of who's standing in front of us. But let's assume that someday we have that type of precision. Yes, we would be putting a lot of responsibility in the hands of the manufacturers. That's why having people on the staff of manufacturers thinking about ethical issues is absolutely critical.